The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yes, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check me out on Bradley Dean EE on Facebook, and or you can check me out on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that you can call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. And yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Interestingly enough, friends, we've been talking about the character of God as I highlight what's going on across your country and globally, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But I just want you to think about what William Booth rightly said. He said this at the turn of the century. Before we get into this, friends, listen carefully. This was what William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, rightly said. He said, "The chief danger that confronts the coming century, that would be ours, will be Christianity without the Holy Ghost. Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, and politics without God, and heaven without hell." Friends, what are we seeing today? Are not those the very things that we're seeing in our day, friends? I mean, you want to talk about line upon line, precept upon precept, friends? There you have it. Exactly. Spot on. And you want to talk about the gifts of prophecy? There you have it, friends. There you have it. It couldn't get any better than that. I want to take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. We got some crazy things happening once again. We see none other than the criminal Hillary Clinton herself attacking Americans who own guns by calling them terrorists. American gun owners are terrorists. I mean, this is crazy stuff. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, I want you to understand something. The terrorists herself are calling American law abiders the terrorists. And this is nothing new under the sun. This is how communists play the games. And once again, friends, this is the definition of totalitarianism. Okay? She's afraid that people that actually have the right to bear arms, because she wants to eradicate the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights, which she does not have the lawful jurisdiction to do so, friends. You are the law, and your rights come from God, not from the generosity of the state. Keep in mind, John F. Kennedy said that back in the 60s, and now, again, here we are dealing with it. But what's interesting, friends, well, you know what? I want you to just go ahead and hear it from her, and then I'll give you some real quick statistics right after this. But listen carefully. Hillary Hillary Clinton, American gun owners are terrorists. Folks, she's saying that gun owners are terrorizing law-abiding citizens, friends. It's law-abiding citizens that are actually the gun owners in America. She's getting a little confused, but no, she's not. She's trying to spread more confusion. America, say I this to you in the King James Version. Let their cruelty swell our ranks because they are. Listen to Hillary Clinton.
That is certainly a logical response, and Clinton didn't just stop there. She did something that had a lot of people jumping out of their seats in our newsroom. She suggested a minority of NRA activists are terrorizing the majority.
I don't think any parent, any person, should have to fear about their child going to school or going to college because someone, for whatever reason, psychological, emotional, political, ideological, whatever it means, could possibly enter that school property with an automatic weapon and murder innocent children, students, teachers. I'm well aware that this is a hot political subject. And again, I will speak out no matter what role I find myself in. But I believe that we need a more thoughtful conversation. We cannot let a minority of people, and that's what it is, it is a minority of people, hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people.
Okay, there you have it. That's Hillary Clinton, friends. Notice she threw out another lie, hoping that you will believe what she is saying. Friends, keep in mind, the only thing upholding this administration and Barack Hussein Obama's administration and any other criminal organization or administration, friends, is a lie. Everything's perpetuated on a lie. It's premised on a lie. If you pull the curtain back, you'll find out that they're blatantly lying to you. And by the way, speaking of terrorists, keep in mind, this is the same Hillary Clinton who her husband used to deal in traffic drugs through Mena, Arkansas. This is the same administration that has 147 dead people around their administration through how many gates? Folks, we can't think of another gate because they've used all the gates, file gate, so on and so forth. Also keep in mind Waco, Texas, where they sicked the Attorney General, Janet Reno, on a bunch of innocent people in the Davidian branch out there in Waco, Texas, and killed not only adults but also children. Don't forget, folks, that terrorism is intimidation by government. That is the very definition. And one more thing. Don't forget that this is the same Hillary Clinton that is financing her presidential campaign off the back of innocent men and women in Oregon right now, where she is stealing away their land, doing business treasonously, friends, with the Russians by selling uranium ore off the ranchers' lands. But now the ranchers are in jail. And keep in mind this one more thought. Lavoie Finicum was shot dead by the federal government protecting the likes of Hillary Clinton. So let's put terrorists into perspective, and until we begin to do this, nothing's going to change. I also want to give you a statistic real quick before our first break. There are estimates, however, because keep in mind Hillary Clinton said that gun owners are a small minority in America. There again, she lied once again. However, according to the Geneva-based Small Arms Survey, the leading source of international public information about firearms, the United States has the best armed civilian population in the world with an estimated 270 million total guns. So therefore, that's an average of 89 firearms for every 100 residents. Wait a second. Didn't she just tell you, America, that it's a small minority? It is a minority of people that terrorize the rest of us. No. Here we have the criminal calling the law abider terrorist again, lying to the American people. See, the problem they're having, friends, is there is 270 million guns into the hands of the American people that know what the Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights has to say. And it says that the right to bear arms shall not be violated or infringed.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582. Real quick, folks, 9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just highlighting the fact that here we have, again, a criminal showing you who she really is. She's calling the American gun owners terrorists, friends. Okay, but we've seen this through Barack Hussein Obama's administration. We've seen the bureaucracies turn on the American people since September 11. See, this is the great obstacle that they're having, friends. You're an armed nation. And it's the only reason, it's a mercy of God that you're still armed, America. But you need to use a little common sense when it comes to law. Read the Bill of Rights and read the amendment, the second one, so you can understand that they have no right. Folks, she should be incriminated just for what she said right there. She's incriminating herself. And remember how many times I've shared, friends, with you in the past, that a Saul Alinsky tactic, keep in mind Hillary Clinton, like Barack Hussein Obama, they're both Saul Alinsky disciples. You do need to understand one of the tactics is to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. You heard her say that it's a minority of Americans that are terrorizing the rest of us, she said. Now, I got a question for you really quick. And I gave you some statistics as well. 270 million total guns in America. That's why you still remain a free people, friends. But is it not interesting to you, friends, that the military in the United States of America, are they not our sons? Are they not our brothers? Are they not our sisters? Are they not our moms, our aunts, our uncles, our grandpas, our grandmas? Isn't it interesting? They want to divide and conquer at every given step. See, these are the people that want to send your kids to an unconstitutional war to do killing for them. Remember what Henry Kissinger said of the veteran in the United States of America? He said they're just dumb, stupid military men only used for what? Foreign policy. See, it's good enough for them to go ahead and use your brothers and sisters, your relatives, to serve in their unconstitutional wars, to serve their own purposes. And then when they come back, we found out last week, they disarmed over 260,000 of our veterans since December of 2015. Do you not see what they're doing, friends? They don't have the support, but they keep throwing out the lie that you might believe they have the support. And see, what they want to do is they want to isolate you. They want you to believe that you're the only one armed because you need to give up those guns. You're the terrorist. No, don't take heed to what they're saying, friends. They're liars. And also keep in mind, going back to, again, Adolf Hitler, who comes to my aid. Do you remember when Adolf Hitler used to be driving down in his cars, in his parades? You know it was mandatory for the people in Germany to come out and to support Adolf Hitler? You remember when he used to do those massive meetings and there would be tens of thousands of people and they would all salute him? Friends, did you know that if they didn't salute Adolf Hitler, it was a law, they could be fined. They could be imprisoned if they did not salute him. You need to understand that you are dealing with the same mindset in this country right now. And if we would go back to Joseph Goebbels, who was none other than Adolf Hitler's, what? His propagandist. He'll tell you, he'll be the first one to tell you, that if it wasn't for the lies that were promulgated on the people, they could have never did what they did. America, it's happening in America again. Now, I'm saying again, friends, because you need to understand that what happened in Germany is happening in America today. And don't think that you're above it, because you are not above it. You'll be taken in your own pride. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. We don't want to fall into that pit, friends. No, let's take heed and awaken to the fact of these are the criminals. These people are the criminals. Hillary Clinton, as you well know, friends, should be in prison a long time ago, along with her husband, along with their administrations. You do need to understand that they are the criminals. I just want to make sure that you understand the clarity of what I'm saying. And the very things that they accuse others of are the very crimes that they themselves commit. That's what the accuser of the brethren does. And that's what we're up against today. Friends, right before the second segment here, I brought up a quote during the beginning of the first segment from William Booth. He said, "The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell." Is that exactly what you're seeing today? Yes. You know, yesterday we were talking about, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. You know, it's interesting because that's not scriptural. And when you do look to scripture, you can see Jesus wasn't walking around telling everybody that he loved them. Matter of fact, he told nobody that he loved them. He only demonstrated his love for them on the cross. You know, let's just try to reconcile God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life today, because this is what you're hearing from the whores and the hirelings from the pulpits in America today. And friends, they are whores and they're hirelings. They have no business being there whatsoever. Read John 10. They don't care about the sheep, friends. When the fox comes, they're the first ones to bail. They're looking out for number one themselves. They're not there to lay down their lives for the sheep. No, that's the furthest thing from their minds. They can't even tell the people the truth because they themselves live the lie. And see, the problem with hirelings, friends, is the fact that they want to be in that position. You know, those that God calls don't want the position. Just ask Moses. And those that don't want to be in the pulpit, they're called of God. But those that want to be in the pulpit, they're called of the devil. And that's a fact. That is a fact. Now let's take this, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, because this is what we hear today. And I know those opposers out there are saying, that's not the Bible that I read. No, it isn't. But folks, that's all I'm doing is giving you scripture. Okay, so it is the Word of God, and I'm showing you what you don't want to see, and I'm telling you things that you don't want to hear in many cases. And I'm telling you this because I love you. On Monday, we talked about the fear of the Lord. Why do men do the things that they do, and why do they live the way that they live? In sin, in lawlessness, and in iniquity. Because they don't fear God. Because if they fear God, they would depart from iniquity. Yesterday we talked about real love. And what is it? Well, it's not to be talked about. It's a demonstration through the cross. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But I want to lay this as a premise and bring this forth so you can understand that Matthew and Mark and Luke and John and Peter and James and James and Bartholomew and Andrew and Thomas and Jude and Matthias and Barnabas and Paul, of course, they weren't going around preaching God loves you and has a wonderful plan for their lives. No, they were preaching as they were obeying the mandate that Jesus gave to them. Go therefore and preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent for what? their sins before God, Acts 20, verse 21, and to put their faith in Jesus Christ. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Was that what Matthew was doing when he suffered martyrdom by being slain with a sword at a distant city of Ethiopia? You suppose he was walking around telling everybody God loved them and had a wonderful plan for his life or their lives? Do you think that's why they actually martyred Matthew? As a matter of fact, Mark died in Alexandria after being cruelly dragged through the streets. You think that was his message, friends? God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your lives. With a big smile on his face? Do you think that's why they cruelly dragged him to death through the streets in Alexandria? Luke was hanged upon an olive tree in Greece. By the way, it's noted, and I believe in the Fox's Book of Martyrs, that he kissed the cross. How can I preach it but not live it, said he. But he was hanged on an olive tree in Greece. You think his message was God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? John was put in a cauldron of boiling oil, but escaped in a miraculous manner and was afterwards banished to Patmos, where he died of old age. He was the only one of 12 apostles that were not martyred. Peter was crucified upside down in Rome. He said he wanted to be crucified upside down because he was not worthy of his Lord. Do you think that he was preaching God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? There's nothing offensive about it. No, friends, because Scripture doesn't do it. They were martyred for preaching repent towards God, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and put your faith in Jesus Christ. James the Greater was beheaded in Jerusalem by King Herod, because he wanted to please the religious hypocrites of the day, only to attempt to justify themselves. James the Less was thrown off the lofty pinnacle of the temple, stoned and beaten to death with a fuller's club while praying for his persecutors. Why were they persecuting James? Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Wait a second, Lord. If I'm preaching God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, then why would they persecute me? Something's wrong here. Yep, the modern message without the Holy Ghost is the problem. Because God's word has not changed. It's immutable. It's unchangeable, as is God. It's man that has changed. They've completely removed the cross from the preaching. Instead of preaching, deny yourself and take up your cross, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and put your faith in Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. No, they said, no, we don't want to offend anybody anymore. And by the way, if you look up the definition of the word offend, it means anything contrary to God's moral law, the Ten Commandments. See, it's completely backwards today. Hey, what about Bartholomew? Do you think he was preaching God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? He was cruelly beaten and crucified. Yeah, see, do you understand now, friends, why I call the Bible that blood-bought document? Because it is. Just like the Constitution in the natural is, friends. We're a blood-bought people. Hey, did you hear about Andrew? He was preaching God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. But did you know that he was bound to a cross where he preached to his persecutors until he died? Hey, folks, what's wrong? What's wrong is the modern-day message, which is unscriptural. Be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Setting scripture straight. Hopefully you have ears to hear and eyes to see to receive what the Word of God declares. I'm talking about how the message today in this country is God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Folks, it's unscriptural. Nowhere can you find Jesus telling the apostles anywhere at any time that he loved them. He only demonstrated his love. That's why I always bring forth 1 John 3:18 at the end of each show. I want you to know that I love you, listeners, by what I do, not by what I say. And I want to tell you this, too. If you're going to go out there and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're going to live that cross, like it or not. And anybody that's a faithful preacher of the Word of God does live by the cross that he preaches. And it's not a walk in a park. Let me tell you that. You know, it's interesting when you look at Scripture, it tells us in John 15, verse 18, if the world hate you, Jesus speaking to his apostles, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Wait a second. If the message is God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, then Jesus, why would they hate us? He gives us the answer, verse 19, chapter 15, John. If you are of the world will love his own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Then he goes on, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, Jesus said, they will also persecute you. Wait a second. Something ain't jiving here. Let's go back to the apostles. 11 of the 12 of them were martyred. And if the message is, reconcile it if you can, which you cannot, with the modern day preaching that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, when we go over to Thomas, we can see that Thomas, one of the apostles, was run through the body with the lance, a spear, at Coromandel in the East Indies. Now, do you think his message was God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? No, not at all. Do you see anybody running to Jesus with that message? No, why would they? Jude was crucified at Edessa. You think his message was, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Come on in. Hey, folks, even if you equate pictures of modern-day preachers with a big honking smile on their face, and you look at preachers of old who didn't just talk about God, but everybody knew that God was with them. They understood Isaiah 60 and Isaiah 61 and Isaiah 58 that they were the seed of the Lord and they were blessed. You look at old-time preachers, they look like they've gone through hell, literally. Go online and find an original picture of John Wesley. The man looks like he went through hell, literally. Now, it's interesting to note about John Wesley and his movement, the Methodists. It's interesting to note that sometime after he died, the Methodists didn't like his countenance because it looked very rough. So they wanted a effeminate, watered-down, more friendly picture of John Wesley. Did you know that, friends? This is nothing new under the sun. That's what time does when the prophet is off the scene. They want to tone him down. They want to adjust his message to the spirit of the world rather than to that of Christ. Isn't that crazy? I mean, they want to tone down the spirit. You ever see those effeminate pictures of Jesus? You know, I mean, he looks like he's all dressed up, you know, walking around with pink little booties on, smacking sheep on the butt, telling the world everything is okay. Isn't that interesting? Not repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. No, of course not. That's too offensive. Let's make him look just like us, an effeminate pansy. And then let's put him up on the cross and take away all the blood and all the suffering that he went through to establish God the Father's kingdom in this earth as it is in heaven. Let's adjust the way he looks to the way that we are. You're doing yourself a disservice, friends. That is an enemy of the cross of Jesus Christ. What about Matthias? He was another apostle that was martyred. He was first stoned and then he was beheaded. He must have been given the same message that the modern day preacher is. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Folks, I can't find it in Scripture. What about Barnabas of the Gentiles, a non-Jew, who was stoned to death at Salonica? Man, his message must have been the same thing. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. No, that's not his message. And what of Paul, after various tortures and persecutions, was at length beheaded in Rome by the emperor of Nero? And by the way, friends, such was the fate of the apostles according to the traditional statements. Huh. Isn't it also interesting to equate that message with those of the world that call themselves preachers of the Word of God? Isn't it interesting how much the world goes after friendly preachers? You know, I remember back in the 70s, there was a famous preacher who's still alive today. And I remember he would have these large revivals all across the world. But it was also interesting to note that everybody loved this preacher. As a matter of fact, even when you went out into the parking lot, they would have stickers of the preacher's name having nothing to do with Christ. You would equate him as a preacher of the Word of God. But everybody loves this man. And if I said his name right now, you'd all know who he is. Hey, folks, you know Scripture warns us of them sort of people? Do you know that it warns us? And that we're to beware of those because it tells us in the book of Luke, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. To the false prophets. Everybody loves the false prophets, but everybody hateth him that rebuketh within the gates. Oh, folks, don't undo yourselves, America. Listen carefully as to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. This is the Word of God. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Do you remember when Jesus walked up to his apostles and said, who do men say that I am? And they said, Elijah. Some said, Jeremiah, or one of the old prophets, or even John the Baptist risen from the dead. Because we understand what the Bible says when the Bible tells us that Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. He walked in power, for he was and is the very witness of the resurrection. Who's changed, America? It's not the Word of God. It's mankind. Who's changed? And America, let me ask you this. Why have you changed? And how much trouble has it gotten you into that you did change? It's not a good place to be. You know, Jesus' message to those that wanted to be a part of his plan, it's interesting what Jesus would say to them then and women. If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yeah, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Is he telling you to literally hate them? He's telling you that your love for him should be so much higher to your family members that it's equated to be hate. Is he telling you to hate them? Nope. He's just making clear who better have your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. You can also go over to Jeremiah 29:11-13. This is found in Luke 14:26. You know, you see those people all the time. Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. Oh, yeah, man, I'm a Christian, man. I follow Jesus. Oh, blessed be his name. God loves you. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. I mean, hey, folks, the kid in the gutter, he wants to hear God loves him and has a wonderful plan for his life. Does that apply to him, too? Does it apply to a real Christian? Let's just ask the martyred apostles. Of course not. Their hearts were set on God and his kingdom because they loved him with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and that's all that mattered to them. And yes, they were set in purpose to go give the message as ambassadors to the people, but they also knew that those that they go to are going to be the ones that are going to come against them because they don't understand the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Therein lies the problem. But everybody calls themselves Christians until they see the cross. And then once they see the cross, guess what, friends? Then it's on. Then it's on. And all of a sudden, it gets real serious. Then, wait a second, I got to give up this, that, and the other thing for the kingdom of God? Yeah! To he who tries to find his life will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake will find it. See, he wants the heart. Ask Abraham when he was called to sacrifice the promised child, Isaac. See, when he was willing to do it, then all of a sudden they began to sing Jehovah Jireh, right? My provider, the grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. It has nothing to do with it. God wanted his heart, and then he was called Jehovah Jireh. And because Abraham was willing to give up the promise because he loved God above Isaac that much, the Lord said, withhold thy hand, do thy child no harm. Now I know that you love me more than all of these. And because of this, I will bless you and I will multiply thy seed. God's got to have the heart. If he doesn't have the heart, guess what? You're undoing yourself. Your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. You know, it's interesting. The Bible tells us in John 17, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world, his true disciples. Thine they were, he said, Jesus, to the Father, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. The Bible says, and they have kept your word. In verse 14, it says, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Wait a second. So wait a second. So you're not of the world. Wait, you were born to bear witness to the truth, correct? Yep. You were born to bear witness of the truth. Who's the truth? The way, the life, and the truth? John 14:6. Well, none other than Jesus Christ himself. Going to John 18:35. Listen again carefully. Pilate answered and said, thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What have you done? This is Pilate delivering or interrogating Jesus Christ because the religious Pharisees of the day hated Christ so much because they were afraid that they might lose their place and their nation after he blew Lazarus out of the grave. That's what they were afraid of. Wait a second. Wait a second. So they delivered him up for envy. Yes. And guess what? Pilate knew that. But just think about this. Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you unto me. What have you done? Folks, I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cofemin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cofemin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cofemin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again. Talking about God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, friends. It's unscriptural. God loves you through a demonstration of Jesus Christ crucified on the cross. See, and his disciples and his apostles understand that we're crucified to the world and the world's crucified to us. In other words, we preach the message that Jesus mandated to the church and commanded to the church. The Great Commission. And what is it? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I was just highlighting the fact that Jesus was being turned into Pontius Pilate by his own people. The religious hypocrites of the day who were afraid that they were going to lose their own country and their own place. They were going to be removed from their position. See, they love their positions, don't they? They love to be in those positions. Do you see why they're called to the devil? Yeah, it's interesting. Sometime back, I had an individual call me, and we went out to one of the states in the 50 states of our union, and we did a bunch of events. And apparently he didn't like the response, because the people do love the truth, especially those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they are filled at these meetings. But what was interesting to note is when we got back, there was much more interest to have us come back out again. And I called and I said, hey, listen, why don't we, if we're going to do this and we're going to come back again, let's double the workload. Because I'm not there to have a good time. I'm there to be spent. Make the most out of our time while we're there. That's what we do. You know? And so he called a bunch of these schools up, and then what happened is he called me back and he said, you know, I'm not, you know, trying to hurt your feelings or anything like that. But he said, you know, just these are a bunch of churches and they're a bunch of Christian schools. And he said, you know, Bradley, it's they're not going to accept the way that you look. Hey, I look like Elvis with long hair. Give me a break, right? My wife tells me I'm a stud. My kids think I'm the coolest thing since sliced bread. I mean, you got to love me, right? I'm being a little facetious. I'm having a little fun. But, folks, what I've seen is there's a lot of competition with these people. Can you imagine John the Baptist, one crying in the wilderness, make the path straight for the Lord? Can you imagine this guy, this hairy dude? By the way, long hair was the custom of the day with the Nazarene. Jesus had long hair. He was a rocker in the flesh. And so was John the Baptist. He had camel's hair on. He had a leathern girdle. He was eating locusts, and honey. Can you imagine how that fared in his day? That's just unacceptable. No, wait a second. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Hey, folks, it's interesting when you go to a rock concert, isn't it? Isn't it interesting who's winning those young people? And yet the church still doesn't have a clue? And I'm not saying that they have to become the world, no. I'm saying that they need to be who God has called them to be, because that's our testimony in which he's wrought. It's a good thing that God looks at the heart and not the outward appearance. But see, folks, if I was ever to take advice from the local church people, even nationally, to do high school assemblies, they were the first ones to tell me, which was untrue. They were the first ones to bar me from going into their schools because they didn't want to be undone. They didn't want to be shown that it can be done, because then they would look foolish, right? But keep in mind, that's why they crucified Christ, because he came to uncover their sin. They didn't want to take heed to his word. They didn't want to come to him because they didn't have his word within them, the Bible tells us. But I'm going back, friends, and I'm talking about how God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. It's not scriptural. It's not scriptural at all. Matter of fact, in John 18, friends, verse 35, Pilate said, "Thine own nation and thy chief priests have delivered thee unto me." His own people crucified him, friends. "What have you done?" he said. Pilate therefore said unto him, "Are you a king?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I'm a king. To this end I was born," Jesus speaking, "and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Also keep in mind, in John 1, friends, it tells us that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And he was the light of the world. And why did they reject the light? Because that their deeds might be made manifest and uncovered and wrought in God. They desired evil and darkness rather than the light, lest they should be reproved in their deeds. John 3:18. So God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Why would the apostles be martyred? And why is the message that you're going to be persecuted? And they hated me before they hated you? Because they were preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And by the way, I want to make one more point concerning how Jesus was betrayed by his own people. You know, it was interesting that Jesus, just so you understand too, friends, that it tells us in Matthew 23, when Jesus was rebuking the religious hypocrites of the day, which America is filled with them. These are the people that refuse to preach out against sin because they don't want to lose their status, friends. They don't want to lose their status. They don't want to offend anybody. They want to keep a false unity, not that of the Holy Ghost, but the spirit of the world. Jesus said in Matthew 23, when he was rebuking the religious people, he said, "Woe unto you." He was damning them, friends. "You scribes and you religious hypocrites." He said, "You've omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you have to done, and not to leave the other undone." But guess what they did, friends? They left them undone. Because, again, they didn't want to offend anybody. They wanted to be called rabbi. They wanted the best seats at the festivals and the get-togethers. And, oh, boy, dude, and dudettes out there right now, they love to have conferences, don't they? And they surely love the praise of men, and they love to greet and meet people because that's where their time is spent. Because they love the praise of men more than they love the praise of God. That's a fact, AccuJack. But how do you reconcile God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, knowing all the well, listen to what Jesus said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem," right before his crucifixion in Luke 13:34, he said, "You who have murdered the prophets, you who kill the prophets and stone those who are sent unto you, how often I would have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would have none of it because you wanted to do it your way." And I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of people in hell today, friends, that called themselves Christians that are singing this song, "I did it my way." What do you think of that?
That was awesome.
Oh, hey. Elvis sang it. who knew he was supposed to be a preacher. We see other celebrities, they call them stars, fallen stars is what they're friends. Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. Yeah, how's that? I did it my way working out for you. How's that working out for him today? And let me say this before the end of the show. Folks, I've searched Scripture high and low for the Jesus loves you gospel, and I can't find it. And I want to tell you this, if it's there, I'll gladly preach it. But nowhere can I find any of the apostles telling sinners that Jesus loved them. The Bible does say, for God so loved the world in John 3:16, but each reference is to the love of God is in direct reference to the cross of Jesus Christ. So reject the message, you do it to your own damnation. But when you meet God on His terms by the power of the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you what, you're going to understand regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost because He does what you cannot when you're at the foot of Jesus Christ and the cross. And you meet Him at the cross, not where you want to meet Him. You meet Him on His terms, not on your terms. Friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand this over to Stephanie really quick. But again, tomorrow we're going to be getting to that, the Jesus loves you gospel. And I'm going to hit it like I promised you've never heard it before. But again, when you hear Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, friends, it's unscriptural. You show people the way Jesus showed people that He loved them through their actions, not through lip service.
I'd like everyone to hear this response from a high school that we did in Florida. This is the principal who said, we wanted to thank you for coming to our school last October and holding the assembly for our students. I don't think that I can stress enough how much the students enjoyed this assembly. As you already know, the response to your organization by our students was overwhelming. It takes a lot these days to impress kids, but you guys unquestionably accomplished that. It's not often that you hear kids say that they're inspired by anything, yet we heard that comment many times. To say that you left a positive impression on our students would be an understatement. I honestly believe that our students appreciate your presentation even more than the administration did, which is no small feat. Thank you for doing all that you did for our kids. We certainly appreciate it, and thank you for being an inspiration to them. These are just only a few comments of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of events, you know, literally thousands, that we've done all across the nation, and this is a small example of kids who are being reached. We'd like you to join people like Clayton in Florida and Walt and Suzanne in Minnesota and Anthony in Arizona who have all decided to become sons and daughters of Liberty because they see the need and they see the impact of what our ministry is having not only on students but both young and old at universities, at high schools, at tea parties, at colleges, at festivals, you name it. We are out there seeking and saving that which is lost on a 24/7 basis, and we want you to join together with us to do that. Don't hesitate. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. I think it's safe to say that most people can afford a dollar a day, $30 a month, to be able to change lives, literally hearts and lives. So again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join forces with us to seek and save that which is lost, fulfilling the Great Commission, and become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Folks, work as if everything depended upon work. And pray as if everything depended upon your prayer. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. See ya!
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.